They're the old umbrellas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is the fancy top cover you might put on a bed?
Spread.
Any other name for that? Older word, maybe?
I don't know what they used to call that.
Did you ever call it a counterpin?
Yeah, she did.
What was that?
She called it a counterpin. I called it a bedspread.
Mm-hmm. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
All right. And did you ever see anything that was about twice the size of a pillow?
Yeah, it's a round thing.
Yeah, what do you call that?
I don't know what she called that. But I remember, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Roller thing.
Did you ever hear it called a bolster?
Yeah.
What was that?
I believe she did call it a bolster.
If you heard that word, is that what you would think of? All right. And what would you put on a bed for warmth?
A blanket, quilts.
Yeah, and anything like a quilt, but maybe fluffier than a quilt?
Blanket.
Well, what is a quilt? Can you describe a quilt?
Yeah, I will describe. We put cotton in them and put a lining on them and scraps, sew the scraps together and make a top.
Do you make them?
Yeah, I make them. Mm-hmm. She did. She used to sew hers, but I tacked mine.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't think my mother ever made a quilt. She used to crochet afghans, but I don't think
she
ever made
them. I used to try, but I couldn't.
I can't do anything. I almost learned how to knit once, but then I didn't do it anymore and I forgot. Did you ever hear of anything called a comfort?
Yeah.
What would that be?
That would be put on the bed too for cover.
And what would you call it?
Comfort.
All right. How is it different from a quilt?
Well, it's just a comfort. What is a quilt? You quilt the quilt, the comfort, I reckon. I don't know, it's just sewed together, I reckon.
But it's not quilted. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of it might be.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call, if you had a lot of company and you didn't have enough beds, you might just make up a place on the floor for the children?
Yeah.
What's that?
I call that sleeping on the floor.
Well, if you just put down some quilts. Would you ever call it a pallet?
Pallet for the children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these are questions about types of land. You might say we expect a big crop from this field because the soil is very...
rich.
What's another word for rich?
It's been fertilized good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right, that'll do. Let's see. What is flat, low-lying land along a stream?
Well, that's not too much good if it's wet weather, but if it's dry weather, that's a good place.
What would you call that?
I mean, if it's dry, too dry, it's not too good a place, but if it's moist, it's a good place to plant.
What do you call that kind
of? Sandy.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's along a stream and it overflows in the spring and then it's plowed, planted later, and it is good, what would you call that?
A good crop.
Do you know the term bottom land?
That's what you call that, bottom land.
All right. Mm-hmm. And suppose it's just low-lying grassland. Nothing will grow on it but hay or clover or something. What's that?
That's what I call it, just poor land.
Would you ever use a word like meadow or prairie or anything like that for something like that? You might not here.
Well, you could. I don't know. But that was probably just low land.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about land that has water standing on it a lot of the time and it might have trees and alligators in it?
A swampy land.
Yeah. Is there a swamp near here?
There was a...
Really? Is it a big one?
There's a river. No, it's not too big.
What river is it?
It's what's called Little River.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you have a name for a place where salt hay grows along the sea? I think it's like a swamp, but it's salt water instead.
We don't have that right here.
Did you ever hear of a marsh?
Yeah.
You know what that would be?
Yeah, I've seen them in Florida.
And what's the word?
I see that my marsh down there in Florida be what they call it's a swampy place. It's salt.
It is salt water.
Around the salt water, not too far from it.
What are some different kinds of soil that you have around here?
Well, we have some clay land, we have some sandy land.
Mm-hmm.